Hi, and welcome to this demo of the iPhone SE. And in this demo, I want to give you a physical description of the iPhone SE, some differences between, of course, the iPhone 10 and above and the iPhone SE, and of course, some similarities between the iPhone 7, 8 and the iPhone SE. And probably finally, some reminders between the differences between phones before the iPhone 7 and, of course, the new iPhone SE. So before I get onto a physical description of the iPhone SE, just let me remind you what you get in the box. Of course, you get the iPhone SE itself, an iPhone 5-watt charger, which I think is a bit sad because this thing will definitely charge with an 18-watt charger. The Lightning earpods, so that's not the earpods with a 3.5 mil, it's got the Lightning connector on it, but I believe, and I may be wrong about this because it's been 10 days since I got this phone, so I must be getting short-term memory, but if you don't, you can get a Lightning to 3.5 mil adapter, so that way you can plug in a standard set of 3.5 mil headphones to it. And then of course you also get a getting started guide, and normally in the getting started guide you have that tiny little SIM ejection tool that of course you can use to push out the SIM tray on the right hand side of the phone to pop your physical SIM into the phone. So that's what you get in the box. I've got the iPhone SE in my hand, and I'll just go around the sides firstly. So on the right hand side towards the top, of course, we've got our power on off button. Down the bottom, in the middle, we have the Lightning headphone jack. We've got stereo speakers, and we've also got a microphone. And the left-hand side towards the top, coming back down from the top, we've got our ringer or silent switch where I can flick up or flick down. And if I flick down towards the back of the phone with the switch, I can feel the phone vibrate, so it's in silent mode. And then below that, we've got our good old traditional volume up and volume down rectangular buttons as well. On the back of the phone, we've got a nice glass back, and of course that's where we can now wirelessly charge the iPhone SE in this case. And of course that's been available, as far as I understand, since the iPhone 8. So that's a really, really handy feature. Then also on the back of the phone, as I'm looking at it, top left-hand side, you have a round raised camera, which is the back camera of the iPhone SE. If I turn it around to the front, at the top, coming down a little bit from the top edge, we have a speaker grille. That area also contains the front-facing camera. And then right down the bottom, we have our traditional home button that I can feel, little cutout round circle. The home button on the iPhone 7 and above is actually a haptic button, so it doesn't actually mechanically move. It vibrates when you press it, and that tricks your mind into thinking that you're pressing a real button, whether you're pressing it once, twice, or three times. Between the speaker grille up the top and the home button down the bottom, you have the 4.7 inch diagonal screen. And keep in mind that at the top of the phone on the screen face and at the bottom, there is no touch screen. Even though it's glass, there's actually no screen there to touch or activate. So to the left and right of the home button in particular, that's not the touch screen. So just keep that in mind when you're using the iPhone SE in particular versus the iPhone 10 and above. So that's the general phone layout. As far as the innards of the phone are concerned, it replicates the A13 Bionic chip that we also find in the iPhone 11 Pro. Of course, the camera is not the same as you would find in the iPhone 11 because that's got a dual camera system, a dual lens, and the triple one, of course, in the iPhone 11 Pro. Some people have said to me that the camera is in between a iPhone XR and a iPhone 11. But honestly, for most things that I do, particularly as a blind person, the front-facing camera and the back-facing camera, because I'm not going to worry about how many pixels they are, certainly do the job for things like barcode reading with the Seeing AI app, optical character recognition, OCR, object recognition, and of course using video type support services like Be My Eyes or Aira, or in my case using the FaceTime app with my wife if I'm going somewhere a bit strange and I just need to video call just to check out where I may be going, you know, going through gates, following a pathway, etc., into a new building. So I can get there via GPS. It's just that last little bit that I might need a little bit of video assistance with. Now, of course, having a home button also means that we have Touch ID again, because one of the things that has always put me off with the iPhone 10, etc., etc., is the fact that they all use Face ID. Me personally, I've never liked Face ID. I've always preferred using Touch ID to either unlock my phone or to use Touch ID to confirm purchases, or of course to use Touch ID for Apple Pay. So I feel like I've gone through a bit of a time warp from the iPhone 8, which was my last phone I purchased in 2017, missing out several years, and now having an up-to-date phone, up-to-date modern innards, but with the classic look on the outside, is to me a nice present for 2020. So let me unlock my phone. I'm just going to press my home button.
FaceTime.
And there we go, it's unlocked. Now I actually held my finger down on the Touch ID, which automatically unlocked my phone. I'm going to do it a slightly different way. I'm going to lock my phone again with the power button on the side, right hand side. And I'm going to press the power button again rather than the home button this time. Now if I flick on the screen.
Tuesday, the 19th of May. Press home to unlock button.
Okay, and I press home to unlock. Just going to put my finger on the home button.
FaceTime.
And it's unlocked. Now I didn't actually press in the home button. I just put my finger on the home button and my Touch ID, of course, unlocked the phone. And as far as flicking on the screen, it feels extremely reactive, of course. But let me just flick through so you can hear what it sounds like.
Calendar, photos, camera, mail, clock, maps, weather, reminder, notes, stocks, news, books, app store, podcast, TV, health, home, wallet, settings, page 2, dock, Safari, messages, music.
Okay, end of screen. So flip back to the left.
Message, Safari, phone, page, setting, wallet, home, health, TV, podcast, apps, book, news, stock, note, remark, weather, maps, clock, mail, camera, photo, calendar, FaceTime.
Okay, and we're back at the beginning of the screen. Because we've got our home button back again, if you haven't been used to using your home button for a long time because of the iPhone 10 and above, let's say, for example,
calendar, photo, camera, mail, clock, maps, weather.
And I'm going to do one finger double tap on weather.
Weather. Narrower. Sunny. 18 degrees.
And of course, with a standard home button functionality, I just press the home button once. And I'm back to my home screen. It just said weather as it jumped back to the home screen. If I flick off it to the right.
Reminders.
Flick back to the left.
Weather.
There's my weather app in focus with VoiceOver. If I want to bring up my app switcher, of course, it's the home button twice. Press.
App switcher. Weather. Active.
And of course, every time I'm pressing actions that, available. I'm getting haptic feedback happening on the phone. So it, as I said before, it really feels like I'm pressing a mechanical key on the actual iPhone itself. If I want to come out of the app switcher, I'm just going to press the home button once.
FaceTime.
And I'm back to the top left icon on the home screen on my iPhone. If I want to activate the accessibility shortcut, again, because I've got a home button, rather than pressing the side button three times to turn VoiceOver on or off, in this case, that's what I've associated the accessibility shortcut with in settings, accessibility, right down the bottom for accessibility shortcut. I press my home button three times, or one, two, three.
VoiceOver off.
Turns off VoiceOver. I press it again three times on the home button, one, two, three.
VoiceOver on. FaceTime.
To invoke Siri, I can do it two ways. So I can do Hey Siri, what is the time?
It's 11:20.
Okay. Or of course I can hold down the home button. What is the time?
It's 11:20.
So that works beautifully. Another really cool thing about the home button is that you can adjust the haptic intensity of how it feels. So the way to do that is to go and access settings.
Settings. Settings. Heading. Search. David Wood. Aeroplane. Wi-Fi. Bluetooth. Mobile. Personal. Notific. Sounds. Do not. Screen. General. Button.
And one finger double tap on general.
About. Button. Software update. AirDrop. AirPlay. Handoff. CarPlay. Home button. Button.
That's the one. One finger double tap.
Done. Button.
And then if I flick through.
Home button haptic. Heading.
It says home button haptic.
You can choose how the home button feels when you press it. Select an option below and press the home button to try it out.
Okay, so you can select an option and then try the haptic feedback out. So if I flick to the right.
One. Button.
There's one. One finger double tap.
Selected.
And if one. I press the home button now. It's a very faint vibration. Okay, so flick to the right again.
Two. Button.
Let's try two.
Selected. Two. Dimmed.
That's a bit harder, so medium.
Three. Button.
And one finger double tap on
selected.
Three.
Three. Dimmed.
And that's a really sort of clunk, clunk vibration when you press the home button. Now that function is different to the home button function that you would find in accessibility. And of course on iOS devices that don't have a home button where you've got the side button, that of course would then be side button to change how fast you press, in this case, the home button on the iPhone SE or the iPhone 8 and below, or how fast you press the side button on, as I said, devices that don't have a home button like the iPhone 10 and above. So let me just show you where that is. I'm just going to use Siri to do that.
Button.
So let me just choose done to come out of this dialog box.
Done. Button.
And finger double tap on done.
Settings. Back button.
Okay, and I'm just going to ask Siri, go to accessibility settings.
Here are the accessibility settings.
And of course I was just holding down my home
settings.
Button to invoke
button.
Siri. Invoking Siri, I also felt the haptic feedback as well. So let me flick down to that home button function.
Settings, accessibility, heading. Accessibility features help you customize your vision. Heading, voiceover, on, zoom, off, magnifier, off, display text size, button, motion, button, spoken content, button, audio descriptions, on, physical and motor, heading, touch, button, switch control, off, voice control, off, home button, button.
And that's the one. And as I said, on a non-home button device, it'll say side button. So one finger double tap.
Click speed. Heading.
So this is click speed.
Default.
That's default.
Slow.
Slow.
Slowest.
Or slowest.
Adjust the speed required to double or triple click the home button.
Okay, so adjust the speed to double tap or triple click the home button.
Press and hold to speak. Heading.
Press and hold to speak.
Selected. Siri.
Siri.
Classic voice control.
Classic voice control, which is your music player.
Off.
Turn it off.
Siri will respond when you press and hold the home button.
So you control that. So if you wanted to, you could turn the holding and the home button completely off to invoke absolutely nothing.
Rest finger to open. On.
Rest finger to open. That's also on. So that's why I said when I unlocked my phone originally, I was able to unlock the iPhone without having to press the home button.
Open iPhone with Touch ID without having to press the home button. Open iPhone with Touch ID.
Okay, and that's it. So let me just go back.
Rest, Siri, off, classic voice, selected, press and hold to speak. Adjust the speed, slowest.
So slowest.
Selected, slowest.
It vibrates it on the phone. I'll just say it as it does it. So do it again.
Selected,
vibrate,
slowest.
Vibrate, vibrate. Okay, so that's how slow it goes. Let me try and flick back.
Slow.
To slow, and I'll say it again.
Selected.
Vibrate,
slow.
Vibrate, vibrate. And of course,
default.
Default, one finger double tap.
Selected.
Vibrate,
default.
Vibrate, vibrate. Okay, so it's very quick. Let me press the home button to go back to the home screen. To bring up the notifications and the control centers, if I touch my status line.
1117, status bar item.
And do a three finger flick down.
Notifications. 1118.
There's notifications.
Tuesday. Notification center.
Okay, I'll press the home button to come out of notifications.
FaceTime.
If I touch on the status bar again.
1118. Status bar item.
And do a three finger flick up this time.
Control center. Aeroplane mode. Switch button. off.
There's the control center. Actions and pressing available. Home again.
FaceTime.
Takes me back to the home screen on my iPhone. So all the other iOS stuff works exactly the same way it does on any other iOS device. If I do a three-finger flick to the left.
Page 3 of 16. Page 4 of 16.
Okay,
page
I've just got 16. All my adjustable. Apps in alphabetical order, just because I find it easier to actually find things. And of course, I can just press my home button to go back to my main screen from where I am now on my fourth screen.
Page 2 of 16.
Now,
adjustable.
The other thing to keep in mind about, and this took people off guard when they first encountered a bigger sized iPhone, i.e. the 4.7 one, was the fact that we had this thing called reachability, which actually dragged the icons from the top of the screen down the screen so that you could reach them with one hand. So if I double tap home button, that's the noise you're going to get for reachability. So that's dragged the icons from the top of the screen, and that's it going off again. So if you don't want that on because it's confusing, besides tapping or pressing on the home button, you can turn it off. So let me just bring up accessibility settings again. Open up accessibility settings.
Let's take a look at the accessibility settings. Home button.
If I flick back up to touch.
Voice control, switch control, touch, button.
And one finger double tap on touch.
Assistive touch, off, button.
And we've got assistive touch off, flick to the right.
Assistive touch allows you to reachability, on.
So reachability is currently on. If I flick to the right.
Double tap the home button to bring the top of the screen into reach.
Okay, that's what it's for. If I flick back to the left.
Reachability. On.
One finger double tap.
Off.
And I've turned it off. So pressing the home button. And I tap on the home button. Nothing happens. That makes it a little bit nicer to use the iPhone without me having to go whoosh, whoosh, with the reachability mode, which I don't use because I'm a screen reader user anyway with VoiceOver. The other thing about the iPhone SE, there's no more 3D touch. It's actually a one finger double tap and hold in screen reading terms. So if I go to the App Store.
App Store.
And do a one finger double tap and hold.
Dismiss context menu.
Okay, and flip to the right.
Edit home screen, purchased, button, updates, button, redeem. Button, search, button.
So that's a fast way.
Updates, button.
To get to your updates. So if I do one finger double tap.
App Store, account, heading, done. David Woodbridge, purchased, subscription, redeem gift, send gift card, add funds to personalize, updated recently, speed test by open, Facebook, open, Twitter, today.
Okay, etc. Press my home button. The two things that I always add to my VoiceOver radar on any iPhone that I'm using is braille screen input and handwriting mode. Of course, you can do that via settings, accessibility, VoiceOver, and the items to add or unselect in the VoiceOver rotor settings themselves. So I just wanted to reassure you that you've got plenty of room, 4.7 inch screen, if you haven't used one of these phones before, that you've got plenty of room for braille screen input. So if I rotate on my rotor.
Containers, braille screen in, orientation locked, landscape, tabletop mode.
Okay, and it's in tabletop mode because I've got the iPhone SE on the table. I'm just going to calibrate with my 4, 5, 6 fingers all together first on the right-hand side of my screen, and then 1, 2, 3 on the left-hand side. If I do that now.
Dot positions calibrated.
I've calibrated it. Load in my ABC Listen app.
A, B, C.
And do one finger flick down.
ABC News.
Ah, okay. It's the first one. One finger flick up.
ABC Listen.
And of course, to launch it, a two finger flick to the right on my screen.
Opening portrait. ABC Listen. Settings. Button. Home script. Connect to it. Live now. ABC Radio Sydney. Button. Close. Button.
Just what's behind the government's decisions to.
Okay, so just two finger magic double tap to stop the audio. Press my home button.
FaceTime.
And of course, my other favorite one, I'm not going to pick up my phone to do this one because I love doing this one because it reminds me of when I used to handwrite before I lost my sight. So two finger rotate around to handwriting mode.
Handwriting, lowercase.
And I'm in lowercase mode, so I want to access Twitter, so I'm going to print a T.
T. 25 apps.
And then a W.
TED. W. 2 apps. Twitter.
Okay, and there's Twitter. So now I can do a one finger double tap.
Opening Twitter. Twitter. Selected. Home tab.
And let me touch selected. Down the bottom.
Notifications tab.
And I've got no notifications. Press my home button.
FaceTime.
So let me just go into Touch ID and passcode.
Phone. Page 2 of settings. Settings. Date settings. Heading. Search. David Wood. Aeroplane. Wi-Fi. Bluetooth. Mobile. Personal hot. Notificate. Sounds haptic. Do not disturb. Screen time. General. Control center. Display brightness. Accessibility. Wallpaper. Siri search. Touch ID passcode. Button.
Okay. Touch ID and passcode. One finger double tap.
Passcode. 0 of 4 values entered.
And I'm going to put my passcode in to access Touch ID and passcode. So I'm just going to pause the recording.
Settings. Back button.
And if I flick through.
Touch ID passcode. Heading.
Touch ID passcode is the heading.
Use Touch ID for heading.
Use Touch ID for.
iPhone unlock. On.
iPhone unlock.
iTunes App Store. On.
iTunes App Store is on.
Apple Pay. On.
Apple Pay is on.
Password autofill. On.
Password autofill.
Fingerprints. Heading.
And this is my favorite one, is fingerprints.
Left index. Button.
So I've renamed these from fingerprint 1, 2, 3, or finger 1, 2, 3, etc. to my own. So I've got left index.
Right index.
Right button. Index.
Right thumb.
Right button. Thumb.
Left thumb.
Left button. Thumb.
Add a fingerprint.
Button. And let me just show you how easy it is to put a fingerprint in. So one finger double tap on that.
Add a fingerprint. Cancel. Button.
That's if I flick to the right.
Place your finger.
Place your finger.
Lift and rest your finger on the home button repeatedly.
Touch and lift your finger off the home button repeatedly. And I'm going to use my middle finger on my right hand. Vibrate.
Lift your finger.
Take my finger off.
Place your finger.
Put my finger down. Vibrate. Take
lift
my finger off.
Place
now,
your finger.
Of course, I don't have to wait till it says anything. I just wait till it vibrates. So I'm going to do that now.
Place your finger.
Vibrate.
Place
up.
Your finger.
Vibrate.
Place
up.
Your finger.
Vibrate. Up.
Place your finger.
Vibrate.
Cancel.
And button. Then, flicking to the right.
Adjust your grip.
Adjust your grip.
Keep going to capture the edges of your print.
Keep going to get the edges of your fingerprint.
Continue.
And
button.
Double tap on continue.
Cancel.
Okay,
button.
Now the edges of my finger.
Place your
vibrate.
Finger.
Vibrate.
Place your finger.
Vibrate.
Place your finger.
Vibrate.
Place your finger. Place your finger.
Vibrate. Sorry, that was my mail going off. Vibrate.
Place your finger.
And vibrate again.
Settings. Complete.
Okay, and it's complete.
Touch ID is ready. A fingerprint that changes color during the setup process. Continue. Button.
And one finger double tap on continue.
Finger 5. Button.
Okay, so now it's called finger 5, which doesn't mean anything. So one finger double tap.
Finger 5. Text field. Is
edited. And
finger 5.
Finger
insertion 5.
Okay, and
click
the right.
Button.
Double tap on clear text. And I'm going to call this right middle finger. And I just did two finger magic
right
double tap
finger.
On the edit field. That's it. Right middle finger.
Clear text. Delete fingerprint.
And if
button.
I flick to the right, I can delete it if I want to. So down
done.
The bottom, double tap, I'm done.
Done.
That was the bottom right hand side of the
settings.
Keyboard.
Back button.
It's going to do a two finger scrub to come back out of there.
Settings. Heading.
Back to the main settings screen. And just to be nice and neat, I'm going to press my home button. Having multiple fingers, including also if you want to your partner, etc., to also access your phone, which I always eventually set up for my wife, and we do that vice versa to access both our phones if we need to in case of emergencies. And the other really cool thing about using the Touch ID and multiple fingers is it doesn't really matter whether my iPhone SE is in my pocket. If I'm using a chest harness with the camera facing out or back, depending on what camera I'm using, because as long as I can get to the home button on the chest harness with any of my fingers that I've got registered under Touch ID, I can then use my phone effectively. Now, as far as the battery is concerned, you can plug in a 18 watt charger to this to do fast charging, 50% in 30 minutes. Of course, you can also plug it into a lightning cable to charge the iPhone as well. I've got a wireless charger that I sit this on and it charges very nicely. And one final thing about the battery life is I take this off charge at about 6 a.m. in the morning, and I put it back on charge at 6 p.m. with about 20% left. So the battery certainly lasts well all day. The fact that you don't have an earphone jack anymore, and this is more the fact that if you're updating, then of course you use Bluetooth headphones or Bluetooth speakers, or you use a lightning adapter, or you just use the Lightning headphones that came with the iPhone SE. But I think these days people are pretty much used to the fact that phones you can use with Bluetooth headphones, particularly the AirPods or the AirPods Pro, and there's no issue. And of course, the other main difference between this phone and in me in particular with my iPhone 8 Plus is this phone is extremely light. I've had nobody complain about the sound quality, either recording or video seeing me. As far as I'm concerned, the camera is a camera. I'm not too excited about the newer cameras in the new iPhone. The only thing I don't get with this phone, if the iPhone 12 comes out this year, is the reported 5G support. That doesn't worry me. So in Australian dollars, you can get 64 gigabytes for $750, let's round it up by a dollar. 128 gig version for another $100, or for $999, which I got for this one, it's 256 gigabytes. So that's the storage sizes. And you've got several colors, but I actually got the red one because as of the day or month of this recording, it's the COVID-19 epidemic still. And the red iPhones, the sale of those, some of the money was going towards the COVID-19 research from Apple. Then the only other thing I probably should say is that I also got the Apple Care with the iPhone as well for accidental breakage, etc. And that's always a good idea when you're using a fairly expensive device. And I still recommend that people get a case and a glass screen protector, just in case if you happen to drop it. I mean, it's a lovely, beautiful phone, as all iPhones are, to hold in your hand, but it's always good to be safe. And the other really cool feature I absolutely love about this phone that I haven't used yet, and I've always wanted to use when it first became available, was dual SIM support. So the fact that you can have your personal number and your work number in one phone, one's a physical SIM and one's an eSIM, is an absolutely brilliant thing to be able to do. So that may be one option that I will now be able to investigate, because that certainly wasn't available with my iPhone 8. It only became available with later versions of the iPhone. As a modern phone in a classic look, i.e. home button, touch ID versus no home button and face ID, then this phone is an absolute treasure to use, particularly if you're updating from an iPhone 6 or 6S. My iPhone 8 Plus was quite happily serving me for a good solid 3 years, as this one will do for another couple of years or several years as well. So there you go. That's a bit of a play around with the new iPhone SE. And this podcast was done in May 2020. So as always, thanks for listening to the podcast. I did want to spend a little bit of time, as I did, going through the iPhone and navigating to sort of revisit the home button a bit, particularly if you've been a bit distracted with the Face ID stuff over the last several years. But anyway, that will do me for this demo. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.